Welcome to Behind the Full Cast. This is Ryan, and just Ryan here. We're going to do something different with this episode. You're probably expecting our 40 for 40 previews of the Cotton and Orange Bowls, which also happen to be the college football playoff semifinals. Seemingly games we should take a little more seriously or try to provide some analysis of. This episode is not that. Instead, I'm going to try to walk you through how this shambling wreck of a podcast gets made, what goes wrong, not just on this episode, but on many episodes, and give you a little bit of a window behind the scenes so you can see how this truly, truly not food-safe sausage is made. Let's begin.
I'm trying to decide whether to kill Blues Traveler for only having 35K followers.
Oh, do it.
Yeah. How are you going to get people to run around with only 35K?
That's right. Maybe you could use a better hook.
It leads you back. Okay, hold on.
I'm just glad you're focused.
Yes, this is something. This is as focused as I get. I took notes for this shit.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. All right. Jace, is everybody recording anew? So let's stop there for a second. I've obviously left in some of the pre-episode portion of our conversation for a couple of reasons. One, I want you to know why things are about to go where they're going to go, that it didn't come out of nowhere, that Spencer and his Blues Traveler fixation was because of the world around him, or the world he puts himself into, at least. Second, I want to let you know that the recording you're listening to is just a simple grab of the audio conversation as a whole. Normally what we do is we each record a separate audio track. We each have a mic. We each record it locally. I record a backup using our conference call system, and that gives me individual tracks for each one of us, although it's just Skype quality, and it gives me the call as a whole. For reasons of just getting this out there, you're listening to the latter, so it's all going to sound especially crappy, and that's fine. The other thing you're going to hear is I'm going to laugh more. I laugh a lot during these recordings, and I try to edit some of that out because you probably don't want to hear me cackle. And things like coughing, sneezing, shit like that, that's all staying in because there's no reason to take it out. So I actually do try to clean this up more than you might think, and yes, I'm embarrassed to admit that.
No, Spencer is roasting Blues Traveler on Twitter.
That's fine.
First things first. I am recording.
Okay. You got him, Spencer?
No, actually, I have to plug in my laptop. Well,
Get his ass. Zap him.
Blame it. Blame his big ass.
Fuck you, John Popper.
Wait, is somebody fighting with Blues Traveler on Twitter?
Blues Traveler is always fighting. Blues Traveler, like, tried to knock somebody once. Well, like,
somebody said Blues Traveler sucked.
Are they, man, I guess they're not busy. They got time to search themselves.
Yeah.
I have been stitching a garden sampler for my godmother this entire time.
Damn.
That's good.
I know.
How you bowl this hard?
Me and my gentle feminine art. Stab, stab, stab.
Okay.
I decided not to remind John Popper of the time he jacked off so hard he had a heart attack.
Wait, what?
You don't know that? John Popper jacked it so hard.
Stop. We have to. No. Stop.
While blowing on his harmonica.
I don't look things up on the internet.
Stop it. All right. Well, all right. All right, Spencer. Everyone shut up. Oh my God. So you can see things are already going great. I would like to add for the record that I have not verified Spencer's claims regarding Mr. Popper's health history. And I would not assume that is true. Spencer is often full of lies, half-truths, and misremembered stories.
All right. Jason, this time.
I'm listening. Jason, bro. What you got?
We're getting through this.
Jason is going to clap. Jason is going to clap. Then I'm going to clap. And then either Holly or Spencer will clap. I'm not confident both of them can hold it together. Holly, do you need to leave the room, Holly?
All right, I got it. Two claps for me. Here we go.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't totally know why I have everybody do the clap thing. I think I maybe learned that from another podcast, and I'm probably doing it the wrong way, but I have no idea. So this is how we,
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast.
God, we're not going to, we're already going to be way off in left field because you insisted on about talking about John Popper's dick. You had to talk about Mr. Popper's penguin, and so now here we go.
You're the one who just slid that in there, right?
This shit isn't coming out for like 2 weeks. What if he dies before we release this episode?
We gotta monetize that shit.
We're very sorry to the family of John Popper and his dick, and
we're sorry we killed John Popper.
We're sorry that we have powers, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well know that before this, what got us cracking up before we do plan on discussing the following things.
This is Ryan, the playoff episode. This is the playoff episode. The semifinal episode, the one that people might actually listen to and want to hear some football content. And
it's not our fault they invited Notre Dame, Ryan.
Talking about a like three-hit wonder lead singer harmonica player jacking off till he had a heart attack.
Again, no proof that that story is true, and we will make no claim that it is.
Wasn't quite a heart attack. I mean, he had 95% blockage.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
Have you seen Brian Kelly's face? This is all really.
Just him sitting there. Yeah, if you called 911, he says, what's your issue?
God, and now Blues Traveler Twitter is going to come after us. And oh,
shit.
Popper Hive.
Oh,
and,
did we just lay down the followers?
Yeah, we just did that. You can't, you don't have a Wake Forest, like, stadium full of people following you, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
TCU ass crowd.
Please. Yeah, you don't even have an Amon G. Carter Stadium worth following you. Come on.
There's so many deer in my face.
Next Blues Travelers. God, they're on a house of blues kick, so that's not great. Oh, but
come eat some ribs. Listen to me play the harmonica.
in Anaheim. Buy tickets. Hold on, no.
Anaheim.
This is going to be Spencer's Christmas gift. $27.50. Hey, you know what? If you live in Anaheim or near Anaheim, and you tweet at Spencer about this episode, if you're the first person, I will buy you one ticket to the Blues Traveler House of Blues.
Yeah, and that offer still stands. I'll absolutely buy one ticket to this stupid show in Anaheim.
Yeah, we're talking about the playoffs. That's what we...
Oh, Spencer, you did it.
I know.
Oh, Spencer.
You ruined it. Yeah, go ahead, Blues Traveler Twitter.
Go ahead and be the first like this.
Go ahead, come out.
You're doing this in the middle of the show?
What we're talking about there is that Spencer's decided to tweet at Blues Traveler as we're recording. I've made a fatal error here where sometimes if I just let the show go down a weird rabbit hole or side path or something that has nothing to do with college football, we can kind of get that out of our system, come back, ostensibly talk about the sport that we cover, and be okay. That's not what happened here.
I'm crying so hard.
I'm just going to – yeah, man. But I do this live.
Oh, God.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah, a demo man lights the fuse, okay? He doesn't really mind whether somebody's recording him or not, all right? Okay, the bomb's going off.
When I said you look like an undersea diver in that hat today, that wasn't a compliment.
The bomb's going off whether you like it or not.
All right.
Hit record.
Let's talk about Let's talk about the Cotton Bowl. It's at 4 o'clock on December. I'm trying to keep it real calm here. It's at 4 o'clock on December 29th. It's on ESPN. Number 2 Clemson faces number 3 Notre Dame. Spencer, do you have anything you want to say about this football game? Spencer, do you have anything you want to say about this football game?
Does his dick do a weird thing?
Nah.
Oh, now you think there's a line that's been crossed.
Jason, do you have anything you want to say about this football? I will push forward through this. So, oh my God.
Yeah. No, we got it. I will go ahead and say this,
Ryan,
I believe.
Do you ever think about the fact that you don't get paid for producing this podcast? Just throw that out there.
I believe
that got him.
Technically, she's right. If you look at all of our job descriptions, in no place does it say host a weird, extremely off-topic college football podcast. It's a thing we do because we enjoy it. It also ends up being probably more work than I would like, but again, I have a lot of fun doing this show, and that's why we keep doing it. But yeah, $0 for this.
I believe that Notre Dame will lose this game badly.
Why?
Because Clemson has better football players and more of them. That's
more of
generally what's going to happen. Yeah.
Notre Dame ran out of players?
No, Notre Dame did not run out of players. Theirs is a bountiful crop. However, I believe that Clemson's defense up front is going to be able to actually pressure Ian Book into mistakes, particularly their defensive line, which is outstanding. I think Clemson could win this game on their rushing attack alone. Throw in Trevor Lawrence actually contributing something over the top every now and then.
On that, you can't rely. I really only know the one song.
Wow.
And I only know the chorus.
Yeah. But that's why I think Clemson's just a better football team top to bottom. That's no slide on Notre Dame. Clemson's just
why
really good.
Why isn't there a slide on Notre Dame?
I got other slides for Notre Dame.
Yeah, we know. People have listened to this podcast before. How many points does Clemson need to win this game?
Clemson needs, I think they need 28.
I'm just trying to make sure we stay somewhere within the lines of this particular coloring book. Is that the right choice? You'll see.
Okay. How many points does Notre Dame need to win this game?
Ryan, keep asking him questions because every time you ask something, he looks away from composing another mean tweet to John Popper.
Great. Good. I love this. I'm happy we do it. We do it for the fans.
You have an advanced degree.
I think if Notre Dame gets over 30, it's a game, mm-hmm. right? Which, you know, by the way, like Clemson's defense has given up massive yardage through the air. That's happened this year, right?
Yeah,
and that's something that's Notre Dame's best hope. But if that's not going to happen and they're not going to get into the 30s, then no, Clemson will just run out the clock on them.
That football information, huh?
What you're saying seems right, and at the same time,
I hear people typing.
Spencer,
yeah,
Spencer, stop tweeting at Blues Traveler.
Back on.
No, watch. I'm going to block him. I'm going to block him.
You don't ever get credit for being meaner than me on the internet, but you low-key are.
Stop.
Done.
Tweeting.
Lead me down this primrose path, please.
At Blues Traveler. I have no reason.
No.
What is he doing?
You can't stop me.
No, I was laughing at you. But in a good way.
Jason, do you have any differing takes on this important college football game? On this, a college football podcast.
I think everyone is reasonably confident that Clemson is going to win. Because Notre Dame, while pretty good, is not as good as Clemson. I think this has been consistently demonstrated all season long. Notre Dame has a really good defense. and a pretty good offense. Been much better since Ian Book took over, but still only pretty good. Whereas Clemson is very good on both sides of the ball. And very good typically beats pretty good. I think the line on this is up to like Clemson by 14, which is that's a lot.
That's the part that seems too high. Like
that's a bit much.
Yeah. If you say Clemson winning by 9, you think Clemson's going to cover that?
No. I think Notre Dame will cover that. I don't think it'll be
right. Yeah.
Ryan Spencer's got opinions now.
I've finished John Popper. Okay.
Wow. I could have spent all of the time we've done this podcast over many years now. I could have taken better care of myself physically. Could have learned a new skill. Could have
learned a foreign language.
Could have learned possibly multiple foreign languages. Could have volunteered in my community.
A ballroom dancing class.
Mm-hmm.
You could have discussed college football.
Could have watched college football.
You could have started a college football podcast.
You could have been podcasting about college football.
Could have listened to podcasts and played nobody. That's not true. Wouldn't do that. PAPN is a wonderful podcast. Bill and Steven are very smart and very good at what they do. But yes, we will always burn them on our show whenever possible. Also, for the record, I wouldn't have done any of those things.
No, God, let's not. Ooh. Come, my lady, because you're in crazy town.
That's a totally different, God damn it. What are we even
doing? That's my favorite Blues Traveler song.
Sugar Ray. I guess we can talk about the next semifinal.
Wow, that was easy. This is going to be a fast episode.
You tell me. No. You all tell me where we should go from here, okay?
I've been locked in Blues Traveler Dick Twitter prison.
With you all.
For some reason, this whole episode has pushed Ryan too far. Usually, we don't have much of a roadmap, but Ryan has become convinced that this thing needs rerouted. So I think we're getting close to the really stuff. I say we keep going.
It's been a long season, you guys.
What is the setup here? Okay. The setup here, remember, because we stick to the big picture. Other podcasts might get bogged down in the numbers, the minutiae, but we are focused on the big picture. There are three things that will definitely come out of this bowl game, okay? One, we'll see the promise of Trevor Lawrence before it is ultimately smashed into absolute shards by Alabama's defense in the next round. The second thing that will come out of this is Notre Dame will lose respectably, and people will begin to wonder, is Brian Kelly the guy who can get this program over the top and have we plateaued? And that sets up number three, Urban Meyer taking the Notre Dame job in 2021 once they've run Brian Kelly off for only being a really, 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 really good coach there.
You know that I already have a theory on this. Wow. You're really just taking my theory that I think it's going to take an extra year for Urban to rehab himself. I think he takes the job in 2022.
Blues Traveler has an album called Susie Cracks the Whip.
Oh, you're back, Ryan. We missed you, buddy.
Okay, admittedly, it's my fault at this point, but they broke me. I don't know what to tell you.
They have another one called Bastardos.
Interesting.
And my favorite, Blow Up the Moon.
This is my favorite playoff preview we've ever done.
Fine. Clemson's going to win the football game.
Clemson's going to win. Notre Dame will hopefully go down admirably. I don't say that with all sincerity because
I'm pulling for Notre Dame just to get wrecked in the title game.
Yeah, if we're being honest, I mean, what was the most fun we had in the last decade watching a football game?
It was absolutely the Bama Notre Dame title
game.
Yeah.
I was there.
I'm not one of those football fans that like actively roots against Notre Dame. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't hate Notre Dame. But if one team has to lose by 40 points, yeah, I'll go with Notre Dame.
But I will specify that it would be because this is the semifinal and not the national championship for those of us who may feel differently about Notre Dame.
I got it.
It would be funny if Clemson got blown out in this game.
Clemson got blown out.
If okay. Clemson, because what we have been deprived, because Clemson has been so good and so like well run over the last few years, we have been deprived of Dabo Swinney in a stress situation being interviewed.
In full on binky mode.
Yeah, like we forget what that's like when language leaves him and he's just sort of like slowly drooling. And his brain's like, come on, come on. And
I found my binky, but I lost myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're doing, out there in the
argle bargle of the argy barge.
And when you can't execute the executor, what was the question? And that's what, like, there is some value to that I don't want to dismiss.
Mm. I think the perfect result of this game is this exact score. Clemson 30, Notre Dame 0. That is, first and foremost, everyone gets their laughs out. You get to laugh at Notre Dame. More importantly, we all get to remember Clemson beat Ohio State worse.
Oh, I really like that. Also, I've already seen Dabo get the daylights beat out of him in a big deal bowl game at the end of the year. This is going to be a lot more fun.
There is another wrinkle here. And that's, if that happens, Georgia fans are going to be like, well, we didn't have to play a goddamn conference championship game. And Notre Dame, look at this shit. I wish we could play Syracuse.
Wow, Georgia man, but no follow through. Fascinating.
Hmm. Is this where we remind everybody that Georgia versus Alabama, Georgia's led 108
minutes
out of 120 competition minutes over the last 2 years? The Georgia Bulldogs have led 118 of them.
What's the institutional version of being shipped off to work at Daddy's dealership in Aiken?
Now listen, man, if you are 2 minutes behind Alabama in any sense of the word, you got issues.
All right,
we're in that central plus 2 minutes time zone.
You want to go ahead and give us a welcome?
Like the last 10 minutes were a fever dream.
I might, you know what, I might cut this whole episode, might just say we didn't do one. You know what, we didn't preview the semifinal.
Wow.
Because we didn't know how to act. It's true, I handle most of the file production. We do have a producer here at Vox Media named Jelani who helps with some of our episodes. He's great and super talented, and I'm sorry he's stuck working on our show. But ultimately, yeah, I am the keeper of the files, and if I want to, I can just scrap them and they'll never exist anymore. I don't do that, though, because I'm dumb.
We got a coup going on right now.
I'm telling the entire internet that we told the Sun Bowl story on it, and I'm giving them your email address.
Jesus, yeah, Christ! We'll do. How are you? Why
now
are you?
Who's in charge?
Why are you making this worse? Also, I'll just lie. I'll tell them any old Sun Bowl story, or I'll tell them the actual Sun Bowl story because I'm not the one who has bridges to burn there. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you the Sun Bowl story. Sorry.
Yeah, we got all the way through the episode without even mentioning it. So that was good.
We got a damn standoff going here, folks.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Can we
can't wait to see how this resolves.
Can we just do the Orange Bowl?
I can see through time.
Spencer, welcome us to the Orange Bowl and free me from this prison.
Yeah, Spencer is definitely going to solve problems.
Spencer, welcome us to the Orange Bowl, please.
Ryan's stuck in the Cotton Bowl forever.
Do you know how screwed you are if I'm the genie in your story?
Ryan forced to relive the Cotton Bowl forever, like that Black Mirror Christmas episode.
Computer, welcome me to the Orange Bowl.
Ryan, time enough at last.
Hi,
three wishes. How many?
Hey guys.
Hi listeners. The full cast from this point.
I thought Ryan had just hit the button on a dick pill read.
The full cast from this point will just be dick pill reads because that's all we're good for anymore. At least the dick pill reads have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
No, if the end doesn't, it takes more than 4 hours. Then.
Hey, broke dicks.
Hey, guys with broke dicks.
Speaking of guys with broke dicks, welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast.
You just got to know the right words.
really thought you were going to take another swing at John Popper there.
No. Oh, yeah.
It was his heart that broke, not his dick.
We're talking about the Orange Bowl. That's the chapter of the playoff that I think many have been waiting for since last year, because unfortunately the one team that probably could have competed against Alabama was eliminated by Georgia.
The one team that could have, the game went to fucking overtime.
It involved Georgia though.
Garbage animal. Oh, even I think that's a bridge too far that could have competed.
What the fuck is Georgia going to do in overtime?
Yeah, come on, Alabama. Man. But Alabama put it in their backup and won.
You invited a literal
raccoon into your house and you're surprised it's washing your phone in the dog bowl.
Yeah, please.
I don't even have a dog.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Yeah, you know who took that dog? Alabama. 2 years in a row. Threw it in a river.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was sick anyway. It's fine.
Wow.
Goodbye, Fluffy. This is for the best. Brian's
old Yellowwood.
Brian's out here doing Rainbow Bridge work. I'll take care of your dog.
Again, this is us previewing a fucking semifinal in the college football playoff.
Oh, Mr. this podcast is very important.
Yeah, but you know Alabama's going
to
win.
I think, like, hey, wouldn't it be fun if more people listen to this podcast and if people could share it with their friends and say, hey, this is what this podcast is, but instead...
Who's not going to share this?
It's 57 minutes of crosstalk and bad audio about nothing.
I don't know how people find our podcast. I mean, I know that sometimes... people on Reddit talk about us, or you tweet us, or you maybe read something we wrote, something like that, and that's how you sort of get looped in. But I don't know how you would take a total stranger who maybe likes college football but doesn't know who any of us are and has never heard of our show and explain it to them and get them to listen to it. If you have successfully gotten a friend without any previous context to listen to our show, please tell me about it so I know that it is at least possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen a lot, and maybe it's already happened as much as it ever will, but hope is a very dumb thing that still lives somewhere within my broken body.
My audio
Your
is great.
Your voice actually cut out in the middle of the word audio, which is fantastic.
It's not my fault you're on that bootleg New York internet.
I just would like
to... We got that good country shit down here.
I just would like to be dead. I just want to be dead.
Spencer's on that Comcast now.
Mm-hmm. I'm on that Comcast Giga Network.
Spencer's downloading movies while he does this.
I know. I'm sitting here. Listen, I actually have a Skype window open, and John Popper and I are beefing. I'm muting in between takes and beefing with John Popper.
Sweet. You know what? I actually love the idea of perpetuating the notion that we do takes on this show, because that suggests that what we're putting forward is the best version of what we recorded.
Yes, this is the one we thought worked the most.
We had one before this. It kind of got off topic.
I hate when that happens.
Alabama and Oklahoma. This could have been Alabama Ohio State, but Ohio State messed it up by losing to Purdue.
What if instead of Godfrey, we just tell people to at John Popper whenever they have problems with our podcast?
Yeah. What if we tell people that Godfrey is John Popper?
Okay.
Like in a funhouse mirror, maybe.
Oh. It'd be a hook.
Stop it.
Man, we should probably figure out if he has another song.
This is, I think, the better matchup than between Alabama and Ohio State, because I really don't want to watch whatever Alabama's offense was going to do to Ohio State's defense, because there is the hope that Ohio State's defense might be good. I have no such hope with Oklahoma. This is just ping pong. We're just returning the ball back and forth until somebody flinches. That's all that's going to happen in this game, because Oklahoma's offense is incredible. Lincoln Riley is the best offensive mind in college football, and he's going to be going up against an Alabama defense that has at times proven to be porous. Don't trust my jaded opinion. Trust Vegas, because if we've discussed in previous podcasts, hey, Ryan, what's the over here? Over under?
12. I don't care anymore.
81!
81 points.
There is a Blues Traveler song that goes with this bowl, so it's
Ryan. Can you stop getting us off topic? We're trying to discuss football.
We're trying to have hardcore
fucking Blues Traveler,
hardcore football talk here.
Yeah, I hate my co-hosts. They're bad people, and they want me to suffer.
It's Runner,
Sister Hazel.
It's, no, nobody wants to talk about Gainesville when it comes to the playoff.
All right.
No, it's not 2008. Please. The matchup that I think people actually want to see here is just to see, hopefully for the viewer, Tua and Kyler just going back and forth. That's what you want to see. Is you want to see Tua Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray going up and down the field willy-nilly at, you know, at leisure, just scoring points back and forth for the better part of 4 hours and 20 minutes.
And then at the end, you want them to be best friends, like that Android commercial where the baby lamb rides around on the back of a duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The baby lamb is definitely Tua, and the duck is definitely Kyler Murray because he lives in two worlds. That's what Kyler Murray does.
Oh, yeah, like duck. Yeah. Also, Tua comes from Hawaii, where it's very warm, so he's cold. He has a wool coat.
He does.
I'll tell you about, this is maybe more of like a Lilo and Stitch situation.
Kyler Murray opening his mouth and putting his finger on the phonograph. Yeah, I'm going to love this game. I also have no expectation of Oklahoma actually pulling this out because it's Alabama, and they have a great offense, and they also have a defense, and we'll probably
get... He's got special teams, though?
Hmm.
You know, well, first, you know who doesn't have special teams?
I know who
Georgia?
Has...
Georgia? Give me a second. I'll think...
Georgia does tend to miss pretty big field goals in very large games.
I would also point out that Georgia is innovative in that they sometimes put out their special teams and ask them to play offense.
Which
I realize is not just a SEC championship game reference. It's also the LSU loss.
That did happen. Good job, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is much better at special teams than Alabama. So if you're looking for multiple reasons this thing could stay close, there's another. The spread on this one is also 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, that's pretty large.
That's pocket change for these two teams.
I want to say something that doesn't sound like us, but I mean it. I think that at the end of this season, we actually are at a healthy place with Alabama, which is, and we've mentioned this multiple times on the show throughout the season, but they are what they are going to be, and we are at peace with that, and we are just kind of enjoying the parts of the spectacle that are pleasing to us and not super worrying about the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I mean, I think if Bama wants this to be fun, great.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. We've been begging for it for years. If we're going to be subjected to you fuckers year long, longer than anybody else in the sport, and it appears that we are, yeah, it could at least be fun to watch. Thanks, fam. Appreciate it.
Every time Oklahoma has played in the Orange Bowl in recent memory, it's just been like a weird shit show in one way or the other. Like, I'm talking from the 90s on. There's the 2001, the 2000 season BCS championship game where Oklahoma wins a national title. Does anybody remember the final score of this game?
13-2.
Their next appearance, also in the BCS championship, against number one USC. Do you remember the final score of this game?
55.
17?
19? That's really 55-19. Yes, 55-19. Ooh. And then most recently, 3 years ago, they played number one Clemson, and they lost by 20 points. So,
can I tell you when I knew that USC Oklahoma game was done, when it was over?
Like the start of the second quarter?
Do you know it's over now?
No, it was. The Oklahoma actually comes out. And, yeah, they.
What's happening?
They come and score.
Hang on. I think we've crossed timelines again.
God damn it.
Yeah. Are you out of sync?
Oh, this is another fun thing that sometimes happens on our show. For some reason, in the middle of recording, someone's connection will just start to lag. So I'll say something and Jason or Spencer hears it 4 seconds after I actually said it, or it'll happen to somebody else. And this is fun because it makes what is already a discussion that is barely coherent completely disastrous. Am I leaving this in here so you can see what I have to deal with? Yup, sure am.
Well, I don't know. I'm not certain it's me.
You pick it up from there.
Did I ever tell y'all I was at that 13-2 game?
Why?
I was a halftime show dancer.
Why did they
at that 13-2 game?
They shouldn't have done halftime. I'm gonna pick it up.
Hey, stop! I'm gonna pick it up from there because for some reason, it did the thing again where it didn't record that first part of this. So,
good.
Motherfucker.
What is happening, man?
I don't know. It just never. Okay. All right. Ready?
I was going to tell a story of a hilarious leg injury, but you
didn't. So wait, does that mean we don't have anything for the semifinals at all?
Not on this end. It just stopped. It just fucking stopped.
What happened? Why does this keep doing this?
It stopped after like 6 seconds.
And another fun thing, sometimes our local recordings don't happen at all. I love this show. It sustains me and it's extremely gratifying.
Oh, I feel so vindicated. No, I feel so vindicated.
No, this is the exact same thing it did last night. Yeah. Only last night we had like a 1 second long file.
Yeah. So.
Like, I watched him do it. We're not doing anything different.
Can you use that Zoom file? Could you do the same thing we did last night for that?
I could.
Ryan has so much power now.
If we're going to do that, let's just keep going and don't worry about recording on your end, because then it makes no sense for me to paste it all together.
Okay.
Cool. We'll leave all this in.
I wanted to tell the story about me shattering my leg at halftime.
All right.
That's all right.
So I knew that game was over because Oklahoma goes out and scores against USC in that game on the first drive. They look awesome. But I knew it was over the first time that Jason White dropped back. The first time his first three steps, like, lurching against the defense, and you're like, oh, this is over. This is bad. They might score, but they're going to catch up to this shit.
Yeah, USC. Yeah,
he was.
Oklahoma scored first, and then USC scored the next four touchdowns and led 38-10 at halftime.
It's right neighborly.
Yeah, that was – it is one of the most definitive beatdowns in 21st century football, period. Like, it – we talk about, like, if you go, like, worst title game performances, beatdown next to Bama Notre Dame.
It's up there.
And Bama Notre Dame by the numbers isn't as bad as that, but physically when you watch it, it hurts more.
The Orange Bowl has had.
Speaking of Bama.
Oh, Jesus.
What is happening?
It just restarted. You're kidding me. Hello?
No, it's fine. It's fine. You know what?
This all stays in.
All of it. I'm not editing this. You know what? You're right. We should be true to ourselves. We should be true to what this podcast is and what it isn't. And this our double semifinal preview, not going to touch it even slightly.
Right, I don't know what it took to get you over here on the same, like, depths of despair LOL plane with us, but I sure am glad you're with us.
Because I have that that broken part of my brain that's like, if you can do better, you should try. And for some reason, but not today. Nope. This is it. This is the shutdown full cast, 40 for 40, almost done. I guess we're almost. Still talking. Are we still talking about the semifinal? I'm not even sure anymore. I'm unstuck.
We're talking about the 2000.
Spencer, BCS, you want to throw game. Some shit at Three Doors Down?
I like that we are providing our listeners with this terrible listening experience and talking about Blues Traveler so that in their brains they'll be like, oh, this sucks. I should listen to Blues Traveler.
It's not the worst listening experience you've ever done, Adam.
No, that was the live show. It's not that even was the live show audio.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the conference call when 900 of them tuned in on 30 minutes notice on a Sunday night just to listen to us yell at each other.
You know what? I'm just going to right here, and this is a warning for everybody, I'm going to drop in 3 random minutes from last year's semifinal preview. Just for
that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's build this content out.
Yep.
Just fluff up this word count.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Make it look like a big old long form. People will share it. They'll be like, oh, it's beautiful storytelling.
Yep, I meant it. Here's 3 minutes of last year's semifinal preview.
I am so happy that I was right about Luke, and even more so when he went and he drank like that mysterious liquid that came out of like the walrus giraffe sitting derelict animal thing that was on the coast, right? He just milked it and like drank it straight out of a glass.
I think that's the first time he did it, and he did it just to fuck with Ray.
He's like, I don't even know what this liquid is.
He's like, I've passed these teats for weeks, and today is the day I do this shit.
It's just dispensing Kahlua. It's amazing.
Oh, it's Shamrock Shake. That's where it comes from.
I think Luke probably looked up at it and goes, please say the animal doesn't look happy. Please say it doesn't look ecstatic.
But it
happy.
Did. It did. Oh, man. It looked at Ray like you went in on this.
I just, with Luke too, you know, it wasn't the first time. I did also cackle in the theater when they showed the X-Wing in the water. Yes. Luke learned how to fly an X-Wing unlike anyone in the galaxy, but never learned how to land it.
He just said, fuck this thing.
Star Wars 9, the search for a boat trailer.
I also like people like, as if this wasn't a defined enough culture war, I like on Twitter, you just put 3 opinions about it and somebody's like, it wasn't a good movie. What kind of a conversation is that? I don't know you. I don't care. I'm not going to convince you. Like, oh, wow, what a novel thing. You didn't like a Star Wars movie. That's amazing. What a bold stand. That's like saying, I don't know, you don't want to watch Clemson and Alabama play again. What a novel opinion.
Well, I have some sympathy for the latter opinion.
Yes. Thank you. That's like I'm one of what, like 8 people. Like, no, don't you want to see the best play the best? No. No. I don't, actually.
No, get Middle Tennessee in here.
Let's just call. Why don't you, you know what? Why don't we call America's most important team Wake Forest? That's right. Call Wake Forest ass.
Iowa Wake Forest Sugar Bowl.
Hold up, hold up. What color was Laura Dern's hair in the movie? That's right, Clemson purple.
That's true. And what happened to her in the movie?
She also ran a legal pick play. That was legal.
she split the seam, didn't she? Went straight up the middle.
That's true. You know what? Football's a team game, and sometimes someone has to block.
That's the problem with Cover Hoth.
Oh, do you actually like, by the way, like in this, do we have any idea what's going to happen? Because I think people who are certain about this game either way are just fools. Like, I feel way better about saying, yeah, Georgia will probably just grind Oklahoma out.
This isn't a podcast anymore.
If we drop like a 5-hour podcast on them, we'll have like Dan Carlin sharing it. Like, I think I made this episode.
This isn't a podcast anymore. It's art. It's sad and twisted art, and it's about the limits of the human soul.
Different people.
Yep.
What if you paste in our entire playoff preview from last year? Just the whole thing?
No.
I think it's a powerful statement on the transience of media.
I'm not against it.
Like, we needed another one of those in 2018.
I think it's just what day is it? Taking accountability for our takes. You know, because I'm sure last year we had like bold predictions on like which left guard was going to outplay which nose, you know.
No, we didn't.
That does not sound like us.
It is, you know what?
Us accountable.
It is really confidence inspiring.
What if you posted in like 3 minutes of Bill and Steven's preview?
Did you just call him Steven?
Who is that?
Never mind.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone call him Steven, straight out, except for his wife. So that's just weird. He's Godfrey.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It just is. Because I've... also, nobody wants to hear about, like, the AFC wildcard game.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I guess an NFL podcast wouldn't really mesh with our whole thing here.
It just... There is
guys,
one
point. Guys, let's just die.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There is one point of solace to all of this. And yeah. I guess this is where we're going to end the episode, because why the fuck not? We are recording this, just for posterity's sake. Today is Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. So obviously a lot could change in terms of, player could get injured, coach could get fired, the Orange Bowl could fall into the ocean, whatever.
Don't at me. I know they don't play this game at the Orange Bowl, which doesn't exist anymore. You get my meaning.
On the other hand, we could all get fired. So then we don't have to put this episode out.
No, then it's even better.
It's It's from beyond the grave.
Yeah, that would be so spooky.
Ooh.
How'd they do it?
Can something die that never truly lived?
It'd be like we'd be showing, like, look what you're missing. Look what you're missing out on.
I would like you to know that Blues Traveler took their name in part from Ghostbusters.
Wait, what?
From Gozer the Traveler, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
You weren't even smoking good weed. If that's what you were doing.
No, we're stopping it there.
That's 37
Man,
minutes.
Man, I thought that when Spencer finally broke Ryan, it'd be a lot funnier.
So yeah, that's the episode. I won't say I hope you enjoyed it, because I'm not stupid. I hope you have a better understanding of what it is that goes into making this bad podcast. Will it get better? Maybe. One day. Probably not, but it's nice to think about, isn't it? Okay, bye. I love you.